Kadosh. Remember, remember, Adonai Eloheinu.
Welcome to Romamu, an open-hearted Jewish community and house of worship, learning, and spiritual growth. You're listening to Romamu's podcast, where we share words of Torah, insights, and inspiration from Romamu clergy. Thank you for being with us.
Early this morning, I ran into a friend of mine. She's a historian of Jews of Russia and Eastern Europe in modern times, specializing in mass violence and trauma and anti-Semitism. And she told me something I didn't know. She said that what happened on October 7th, a pogrom. But what happened on that day, according to her, is unprecedented in its violence. That the atrocities committed on that day were more cruel than in any pogrom that has occurred in Jewish history. How can we stand in the face of that reality? How can we stand knowing that civilians, men, women, children, elderly, innocent people were taken hostage on that day? How can we stand knowing that there's ongoing suffering of innocents in Gaza and that so many families there too have been shattered? It takes me to a moment in our parsha, in our Torah Park portion, the parsha of Toldot, a painful moment in the life of Rebecca, our great existentialist foremother. Rebecca was a woman of big life questions, a big vision. The ancient rabbis tell us that she was a prophet, and I think you will see why in a moment. After she and Isaac pray for a child, she becomes pregnant, and she has a strange experience of fetuses moving and maybe fighting within her. Vayitrotzitzu habanim bekirba. In response to this experience, she asks, if this is, why am I? Im ken, lama ze anochi? And she goes to inquire of Adonai. She goes to ask, to seek God. Vatelech lidrosh et Adonai. Why is she so destabilized by the movement within her? By what she perceives as fighting? So destabilized that she has an existential crisis. Maybe because as the prophet that she is, she sees before her that one son will trick another and that the other will want to murder his brother. And that the one that tricked his brother will have to run away from home for 20 years. And that she will never see her beloved son again. And that her family will be split apart and she will be left with nothing. What is left of her dream of a family? Nothing. Not sons that get along. Not a family intact. Not her dream of a family. Rather, a family destroyed by duplicity and violence. And maybe she sees further than this. Maybe she sees that with the birth of these sons, a cycle of violence is born. A cycle of violence between brothers. A cycle of violence that takes us to this very day. Why in the world would she want to give birth to that? If that is, why is she? Why indeed? What is her purpose? What will become of her dreams? In the face of that vision, a betrayal and violence and destruction, she goes to seek God. Now, many translators translate this line, "Vatelech lidrosh et Adonai," that she goes to seek an oracle. But I see this differently. The name of God that is used here is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the unpronounceable name of God that we refer to as Adonai. Adonai is the God of compassion, as distinguished from Elohim. Elohim is the name of God that indicates judgment, that indicates punishment. I want to suggest that what Rebecca is seeking at this moment is compassion. In the face of her utter aloneness and knowing that the future of her family will include endless violence, she goes to seek divine compassion. I can imagine that she feels utterly alone in her experience of prophecy because her husband, Isaac, himself a victim of trauma, has very limited vision. So she is alone in her vision of the future. She's desperate for compassion, seeking a way not to be alone. She seeks Adonai. And God responds to her as follows. Two nations are in your womb. Shnei goyim bevitnech, u'shnei le'umim mime'ayech. Two separate peoples shall issue from your body. U'la'om bil'om ye'ematz, v'rav ya'avod sa'ir. One people shall be mightier than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. How this answer helps Rebecca, I have no idea. In fact, I can imagine it made it worse. It confirms her worst fears of what the fighting fetuses in her womb could possibly mean. Dominance, competition, violence. But she goes on her way. She continues. She remains standing and becomes part of the story, a story of duplicity and competition, a story of reckoning and wrestling, a story of jealousy and violence, a story of loyalty and reconciliation and love, a story of immense complexity. But what I want to emphasize for this moment is not God's words, but rather Rebecca's seeking, her seeking of Adonai, of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. When we seek meaning in a meaningless world, the first place to start is with compassion. The place to begin is with the letters Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the name of God that indicates, I will be with you. When Moshe was standing at the burning bush, God introduced God's name of Adonai and expands on it by saying, I am that I am. I will be what I will be. The ancient rabbis in their commentary, in their midrash, tells us, and when I have compassion on my world, I am called Adonai. For Adonai is the attribute of compassion. Thus, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh, I am what I am. I am called after my deeds. So the Israelites in slavery in Egypt, up against impossibility, they and their children utterly threatened. They could not imagine how they would survive. They needed the God of possibility and compassion. They needed Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Our rabbis, our ancient rabbis, tell us that evil has the power, unbelievably, to split open God's name, to separate the Yud-Heh from the Vav-Heh. That evil can even dismantle the divine throne. It destroys compassion and possibility. It is our job, in the face of that evil, to bear witness to what has been done. But I would like to suggest that using Rebecca as a model, we can go one step further. To search, Lidrosh, for the powers of compassion and possibility. To seek the presence of something greater so that we are not utterly abandoned. To seek an answer to these questions. How do we put God's name back together again? How do we reunite Jacob and Esau? How do we put families who've been split apart back together? How do we reunify our world? How do we reunify God's name? How do we bring people home again? Let us put together the letters Jud Hey back together with Vav Hey, so that divine compassion, so that motherly love, Rachamim, so that being human can once again infuse our fragmented, heartbroken world. Adonai, please, this is our prayer. Anna, please, let the hostages be safe. Set them free. Adonai, there are children amongst them, elderly men and women, people who are terrified. You are the God who releases the bound. Baruch atah Adonai, Matir Asurim. Blessed are you, Adonai, who releases the bound. Please, they need you now. Grant them your motherly love. Grant them your rachamim, your compassion. Please don't abandon them. Anna, please.
Thank you for listening. Want more content like this? Subscribe to our podcast and visit romamu.org to learn more about us. Please consider making a contribution to Romamu so we can continue to fulfill our mission to help spiritual seekers deepen their connection to Jewish wisdom and practice to help them become more compassionate human beings. We hope to see you in the synagogue or the Zoomagogue soon. Romamu, Adonai.